killer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hope your sentiment's symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
This is a certified hood classic.
No water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me.
Let's go. Kendrick, you gotta relax. You gotta relax, big dog. You gotta chill out. Yo, episode 131 of the Sucio Boys podcast. We back in this bitch. You already know what time it is. Triangle offense of shithousery is back in full effect. You know what I'm saying? Ahun Shogun in the way. I'm out the way. So there's a whole bunch I gotta say. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can't get your attention to the red corner. Listen, Future, I need you to shut it down, sir. All right, thank you. Go take care of them kids. Ladies and gentlemen, in the red corner, we got a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in the Sunday's best way, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's him. It's that man, the myth. The legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering, sir. How are you and how do you do?
Oh, what up, nigga? Niggas.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers. You know, I'm good.
Mark ass blusters.
You know, somebody said that I sound like I cuss people out with respect, and I do. you know, it's the big homie Sloan Kettering. Scott Eddie's favorite. A.K.A. Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus ranks the most dangerous of the Petasaurus. The Great Value Zach Fox. The High Chief Petty Maivia. You know, the African-American Nightmare, Trody Rhodes. Dean Treylenko. Troman Reigns. Zach LaCream. Nicholas Cage. Thick Flair. It's some more that keeps going on and on and on. You know, if I have a Dr. Dabber product in my hand, which I do, you might as well call me the Trail Smoke Well because the smoke be choking me. You can also call me Dab Jetson. Won't y'all come smoke? Why smoke like a Flintstone when you can come get high like a Jetson, baby? 710 Labs, Dr. Dabber, what's up? Mr. L1R1XO, and I'm about that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, then my people, you already understand.
Touchdown! Mm-hmm.
And I'm always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All right, 10, cuz of welcome in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, turn your attention over to the blue corner. Listen, you see the motherfucking burn stripes on the road. Yeah, this man just pulled in from the future. You know what I'm saying? Him and Doc Brown always shutting shit down when they drive around town because they be driving in DeLorean. That's what they be exploring in. You know what I'm saying? He is always the flyest nigga in the room, even when he's not in the room. Riding around the motherfucking hoverboard, you know what I'm saying, using the pen as a sword. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he is not only a one-time, but also a two-time. Give me two shots. And a Ric Flair. Woo! Two-time Grammy Award-winning songwriter. You dig what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how are you and how do you do?
Great, Scott. I'm out here just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Posted up, being myself, you know, it's your boy Marty McFlyer than you, aka Marty Next Doors, Elvis Freshly. Viva Las Vegas! Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Black Shay Jack. Square Roy Jetson. Irv Gotti.
Irv! Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, Springsteen. Skirt Angle. Boom! The king goes
man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them Rangers. Dangerous folk they are, one in the wilds.
Mr. Arts and Crafts himself, painting happy trees with consent. It's your boy, Throb Ross. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Flex Luthor, Trill Scott, Screw Her Vandross, Betty Murphy, Peter Sparker, sparking up the flyest and also the greenest of the Yoda. It's your boy, Flygon Jin. Here's a featherweight champion defending my title at WrestleMania both nights because I'm trying to get that check. It's your boy Lowkey Kingston, aka Optimus Grind, Jimi Hendrix, Lil Uzi Vert, Akashi Poppy, she motherfucking who?
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, y'all know what fucking time it is. You know what we about to get into. I need your attention turned over to the motherfucking black corner because it's about to go the fuck down.
Am I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Showing up.
But who am I?
Showing up.
Who am I?
Showing up.
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Shoguns in the building, you know what I'm saying? Listen, number one rule in the universe, protect your neck at all times, otherwise I come through with the European chop shit clean, if you know what I mean. The curator of combo, One Punch Man with the can next to the Yucatan, like you're saying, if you was outside for the 99-2000, you already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. I apologized in advance. Sorry, not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Paolo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got all ball. You don't even need to make a call. Pele with the AK letting that whole thing motherfucking spray from outside the 18, putting them bitches up in the upper 90 on top shelf because that's where I like to place them. Double entendre, don't even ask me how. You know what I'm saying? Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting it all get loose. Nunchuck's back pocket, don't make me pull him. You gonna pop, lock, and drop it. Dirt Reynolds pulling up on aunties on I-75. The Hotep Hibachi Chef, grill on high, letting it all fly. Listen, Betty Gordo on the beach with Master Screech, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Flex Luger putting the aunties in the torture rack. I'm a crack day back. They say I look like a whole snack. Only spinal adjustments at this time. Ladies, I'm spoken for. The Shogun Swashbuckler. Captain Jack Sparrow no hose in the building. The Big Wang Theory. Roberto Bugio. The Drokage of the Hidden Keith. Mr. Spacely Sparkit. You dig what I'm saying? Yurt McGirt. And the master of all disciplines in petty. Petty pie made. Bitch, I don't play. And you know what fucking time it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the 333-time reigning pettyweight champion of the motherfucking Milky Way Galaxy. So petty, I stole a whole nigga's motherfucking theme song because I couldn't see him. DJ hit the drop. Know what I'm saying, yeah? All right, team. Fellas, what's good? What the fuck we on? Sloan, how you cooling, G? Yup, look, so cool. Nigga sleep.
Whatever. Never am I sleep, my guy.
he's on location right now.
It took me a while to get to the mute button. Look, I'm at one of my homes. I'm at the ranch home.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, the week has been lovely. The internet is shoddy here, so but we'll have that corrected by the end of the week when we move into the other house. We got a new dog. Shout out to Cassius. Cassius Rue. You know, Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar bills.
Dollar bills, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Love that dog already.
So we got a Wu-Tang themed dog, Cassius Wu. Cassius Rue. Let's see, what else is happening this week? You know, the Rundown Boys on Fortnite. We a gang. Gang.
Listen.
We've been busting heads on Fortnite. If anybody see us run down on it, if you playing Fortnite and just four niggas run down on you, that was us. The Rundown Boys took you out. What else has pretty much been going on, man? That's it. I ate some ass this week. Might be getting a laptop so I can stream.
I see you did. I did some work towards laptop. I see what you did. Nasty nigga express. Yeah. Nasty niggas.
But you know, that's just the regular life. Just chilling. Getting ready for Wally Mania next week and WrestleMania. You know, excited to see some people. I guess once I bought my ticket, some niggas pulled out of going to Wale Mania. So
I noticed that too. Is something going
on? What? Yeah, shook.
I don't know if I got them shook, but when I said I'm clearly going, a couple of hours later, niggas was saying they selling their tickets. And I'm not saying like our homegirls. I'm saying people with penises that said they were selling their tickets right after I said I was coming. So some people are saying, well, they didn't say who's coming. I was like, dog, they never say who's coming. They give you like the rundown of everybody from the, and I don't want to be disrespectful to my own friends when I say this, the lesser known companies. They're not at AEW or WWE. It's a lot of those. I love my TNA family. I love my MLW friends. And those are the people that they have announced so far. And a bunch of the popular indie guys. They have not announced like a lot of well-known side talent. And they never do because they really can't. Even I talked to Kazim earlier. Like Kazim hit me right after I sent that Twitter. I don't know, what do I call it now? X, or since I sent that X. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can call it a tweet still. I don't know. Since I sent the tweet, he hit me right back and was just like, we can't say who's all gonna be there, but just know it's gonna be some people in there. And I'm like, all right, I know, because I'm gonna be there. And they're like, oh man, you gotta pay for, VIP? I was like, no, I know too many wrestlers. Why would I go pay to go sit next to people I already know? My wrestling friends gonna make sure I'm gonna be where I need to be. So no, I'm not gonna pay for VIP. Not $100 for a ticket. Sorry.
Damn, it went up.
But, yeah, bro, they crazy. I mean,
who's gonna be in VIP? I must know because I'm still outside the spectrum looking in, so to speak.
What was normally what's in VIP at a Wale Mania show, the Wale Mania party is actual wrestlers. And you get to chill out and hang out and talk with them. And then there's like a separate VIP for just the wrestlers too. once they didn't have a feel of being around everybody, they go to another VIP or some stuff. Like, that's how it was in Dallas.
Crowd control.
Got you.
Hey, what's up? And then go kick it with, you know, with Gang Gang.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I'm here for it. Ain't no nigga going to be flying to me. I know that.
Oh, word. Have you finished, you know, putting together the fit of fits?
I told you, I'm the African American nightmare. So you already know what that means.
On God.
Gonna have that old school Malcolm X bomber jacket or some shit.
This nigga is finna be smooth with it. I'm telling you.
Yo, watch out, cuz. Let me through.
You know what I'm saying?
Ghetto CEO Sloan.
Let me through, cuz. Bean Pie, my brother.
Yes, my brother.
Marty, I'm finna send you the video. I don't think you've seen it. But it's a picture of what I'm gonna wear.
Okay, I might have came across it, but no, it's not coming to mind. But definitely, yeah, send me that. Oh, they gonna pay you to give bad advice, to give you bad news and shit.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be niggas hating.
You know? Oh, it definitely is. Off the jacket alone, because I don't think too many people can find this jacket anymore. Because I got this coat probably 3 years ago and never put it on. Might be 4 years old now. Yeah. Marty, I just sent it to y'all. I just texted it to you. It should be.
Right, you know,
y'all gonna be like, damn, what is Sloan really gonna be putting on? Listen.
Well, Katie, put that shit on.
Listen, we gonna make sure.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, see, wow. Look, Marty over here giving away. That shit is fire.
It's almost like it's a different world.
You know what I'm saying? Got that Dwayne Wayne.
The hood fuck with pro wrestling.
Oh,
But yeah, I'm excited for that. I got some outfits to put on and have motherfuckers be like, nah, nigga, you fly. You fly with your little wrestling shit.
Damn.
Niggas gonna be super pressed. Niggas taking their belts.
I'm not taking my belt because I ain't going to no show. It's like, I'm not going out there for like to go to WrestleMania. Y'all already know that my anxiety be too high to be around that many people.
Even if you could get the tickets for the low, or if somebody had a free one?
Bruh, that's the only reason. That's the only way I'm going. If somebody has a free ticket and it's in a box. If I got to sit with the regulars, I'm not going.
With the peasants?
They're not peasants. They're just regular people. And then, WrestleMania is a headache in itself that you have to prepare for.
Yeah, right. That's definitely true. But if it's a free ticket, like, say it's, like, good mid-range, you know what I mean? Like good view, and they had it for, like, he was like, all right, I couldn't sell it. I got $20. Who won it?
No, I'm good. Because I've already did WrestleMania twice. I did the returning from COVID show in Tampa. Then I went the next year in Dallas. I skipped last year. And then I'm going to go this year. I'll be home before night two even starts.
And wait, when is Wallet Mania? Isn't it the Thursday before?
Wallet Mania is Thursday. I get in Wednesday, and I might go kick it with Lala them at this GCW show and work their merch table.
Oh, you're not going to go to Stand and Deliver, though? That might be lit.
That I might go to because the tickets are cheap.
Gotta at least hit that.
I'm on link with House and Shredder and FaZe and Reezy, and shout out to them too. We gonna all link up and see what we want to do with that, because I'd much rather go to Stand and Deliver than go to WrestleMania.
You better be. If I'm there, I'm gonna have to try to figure out a way to go. I've been to five menus and I'm still going if a nigga's got a free ticket or if it's under $40 and it's not like I'm not like in the skyline, like touching the touching the
you ain't trying to be in the Raptors, my nigga.
Nah, not when it in Philly. I freeze to death.
Nigga, it's looks like Philly, a homeboy from the Titanic. No, dog. I want to be in my, I want to be in my hoodie. I want to be in my Bucky's hoodie.
For a Canada Goose.
I want to be in my Bucky's hoodie, drinking something, smoking something in the confines of somebody's home.
Love it's that. Like,
some CEO shit.
You know, it's a vibe. Play some shit in the background. Play some music in the background, you know.
Go live.
Yeah. I don't want to go live. Like, then I got to stop. Like, that's why I think that's why I don't do a lot of going live when I be places because I got to stop enjoying what I'm doing to talk to niggas that's not even here.
Right.
Like, I'd rather enjoy the moment. But y'all niggas, how was y'all week? How was y'all week?
Marty?
I mean, working on the last of this album that just, or that's about to drop soon. Finished up, it released, so I can talk about it now. Heavy, new Sir album just dropped this past Friday, so y'all should tap in with that. Tap in with
how
that.
How many songs you got on that one?
Four.
Oh, I'm going to listen to him when I drive home back to Louisiana.
For sure. Yeah, no, the album itself is just amazing.
I like to go listen to projects that I know you wrote on and try to pick the songs out.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited to see. You're usually good at figuring it out. This one is not going to be too much in my typical, but you'll be able to tell. You know me, so you should be able to tell. Those ones looks fun. So that was fun. That was just super dope. We just dropped a Spin on You from Vito. That dropped a little bit before, so we got stuff coming out. Niggas been busy. You know, loving it. Just had to knock out some shit today. Trying to avoid having to get on a plane and fly out to LA because I do not feel like it, and this weather is not the business. I just want it to be WrestleMania weekend. Like we're at the closing part. I'm at that point where I don't give a shit about nothing else right now. I'm just trying to post up and chill with that. During the weekend, Tara Mama, her cousin, flew in for his birthday. She hadn't seen him in years. Met him. He was cool as fuck. Had a bunch of drunk Polynesians and some bomb ass ribs. It was crazy. What did I do Sunday? I've been playing 2K24. Finally got my superstar made. Found Matt. Shout out to Matt Austin. He linked me with the homeboy that does the face thing, so he could take your face and legit put it on there, like not just like the picture and make it look all janky. So I'll send it to y'all. I got a whole ass like superstar. I'm in the WWE.
Got a Marty avatar.
Oh God, he even figured out how to like. I don't know how he did that shit. I was like, my head. That is the shape of my head. That's crazy. What the fuck. It's just dope. You know what I'm saying? I've been playing that.
I was gonna say getting a nigga's cranial motherfucking shit is crazy.
I didn't know it was possible, but he did it. That shit was insane. So like really just been playing 2K, just doing music and really just been posting up. And then I'm gonna link up with my nigga Stunner, you know what I'm saying? Stunner Man 02. So bitch ass niggas eat a salad. You know what I'm saying? Health as well if you're doing that. You know what I'm saying?
This so nigga you know, eating salad.
So shout out to my nigga Stunner, you know, real Bay Area shit. We out here trying to change the culture and get niggas healthy so we live long, fruitful lives. You know what I'm saying? So you tap in with it if you haven't. If you're eating a salad, you're doing your workout, then you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hashtag eat a salad. You know what I mean? Tag him, StunnerMan02 on all platforms. And, you know, just let the world know that you out here being healthy and shit. So, I told my dog, I shout him out.
Bitch, nigga, eat a salad.
You know what I'm saying?
I say that every time I make me a salad, I'll be like, bitch, nigga, eat a salad.
You know what I'm saying? Your life hit different when you keep your diet balanced. Oh, God.
Right. When you get them greens in you, my nigga.
You smoke some green, eat some green, put some green in your wallet and in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Bars. Bars. Know what I'm saying? Love that shit. Shit. What did I do this fucking weekend, bro? I don't fucking know. Actually, I had a good week, weekend. This past week, I went to meet up with my mentor who was in town. They were doing a fashion tour. So they were doing the curated table with Alexander John and Paper Planes, the collab that they had done. So went to corporate, got him in Hyde Park in Cincinnati, got to hang out with him. They were giving out free cups of Douce. Like, you know, hey, tip at your leisure, but it was like open bar. I'm like, yeah, all right. It was a great time, man. Took my cousin with me. You know what I mean? He just got back from South by Southwest. So I'm like, hey, I need you to get into one of these rooms with me. I don't care. I'm picking you up from work. Don't worry about none of that. We going this way. And then we, you know, end up going over to the back end global studios. Got a lot further in progress on this fashion show that we're wanting to put together and still in conversations with. I just don't have a definitive date as of yet, so I'll let you guys know about that, because y'all should definitely come into town for that, especially if it's closer to summer. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all about two month notice, you know what I mean? Anyways. But other than that, man, hung out with the kids, had a good time. It was great. Finishing up on these projects. And then we got the FIFA tournament April 5th. So, yeah, that's the shit I'm on right now. That's all I'm focused on. And I got to go get a little beater.
I just sent it to the group chat on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy. Let them niggas know what time it is. Come through. You know what I'm saying? Ocho Cinco been dodging the fuck out of me on Twitter. I've been sending that nigga subs the whole time. Been tagging him. Like, I'm probably worse than AB when it comes to this shit. Like, I see he done been real quiet and on mute ever since this shit dropped. I'm just waiting to see if he really gonna come through or if he gonna dodge smoke like he been doing. Because I'm talking shit. And I don't believe that Chad Johnson really is that nice in FIFA like you think he is. I said what I said.
Ooh, but, okay.
What's but he, what's anywho, let's get to these motherfucking topics now. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, fellas, what's beef?
Wait a minute. Before we have beef, we must say, hey, shout out to the sponsors, 17 Labs, Dr. Dabber, Luke Belair Champagne, Rogue Gang Inc., and Sexual Chocolate Factory. I did it again, fellas. I did it again.
Shout out to In Play Dogs as well.
Oh, shit. I forgot them.
Jail
Blasters. Jail Blasters. Gang, 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 gang. I'm still waiting on my gun. I want to shoot some kids. Pause.
No Diddy.
I just want to shoot at the kids with the Jail Blasters.
Hey, yo, no Dan Snyder.
Ooh, no Pickle Man. Yeah, because I finally watched that shit now, so I can talk about that shit. Let's talk about that real quick. Dan Snyder, you nasty motherfucker. You was taking the chicks and Brian Peck was taking the dicks. And what he was doing to poor little Drake Josh, Drake Bell, I kind of blame Drake.
What?
I blame him.
How you victim?
That's not victim blaming. He said in the thing, I didn't want to ruin my career. So you chose. You chose. You made a conscious decision to give up your butt to be a TV star. And I don't blame you for that. But don't try to pin that on that man now.
Wait, wait, wait. I missed it. I had the thing start over on me. What I missed?
I'm saying that Brian Peck did do some horrible things to Drake Bell. Mm-hmm. And Drake Bell also allowed all that shit to happen. He could have told his mama. He could have told his daddy. He could have told anybody. But he decided to keep quiet so he could keep having a career.
Not to mention him getting in trouble with that shit in Mexico, but...
That's neither here nor there. I'm just going with the facts that I was showed on that video, on that show.
Yeah.
From what I saw, and y'all can call it victim blaming if you want. You're not a victim if you keep doing it.
I mean, yeah.
Are you saying like if you're actively participating in your own?
Bro, he was a willing participant.
Hindsight's 20/20, but at that time.
Even after he's 16, he's got the money. He could buy his own car. That man ain't got to keep taking him to auditions. At some point, you got to be like, yeah, some of this is on me too. Pause. No Diddy. Like, some of that is your fault too.
I mean, I see where you're coming from.
No Diddy.
Yeah, yo.
No Diddy. No Diddy. But I'm just, I feel that way. Now, it might not be right. I just feel like sometimes you can't just blame the person who is doing the crazy act. And then I heard a theory that the dude who was molesting Drake is Josh's real dad.
What?
What?
Dog, TikTok will have you going through down a hole. So real quick.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, no Diddy.
No Diddy, keep that.
Keep that. Mm-hmm. So like, Drake's dad's real name is Brian Peck. Or something to that effect. I'll send y'all the TikTok I watch. But it was explaining that, like, Brian Peck, the dude that was molesting Drake, is actually Josh's real father.
Oh.
And Josh's last name is Peck.
Oh, shit.
And they do look similar.
Yo.
Oh, damn.
Yo, when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's crazy. And Josh did take Brian Peck's side and said none of that happened.
Wow. That's crazy. Dang.
It is, man. It is. But like, them dudes, like, I won't. They need to do a paternity test on Jamie Lynn Spears' baby.
For sure.
Because where did she... That girl is America's sweetheart, 15 years old, didn't have a boyfriend, but ends up pregnant. They ain't never see that girl around. Never seen that girl around a boy. Only person they seen her around is Dan Schneider.
Hey, yo.
Craziness. Craziness. Mm-hmm. Anyways, not to take it on to the topic of beef, but fellas, what is beef?
Beef is when I can't go to sleep. Beef is when I got to work some shit, whatever Biggie said it was.
All right, so the internet had its titties in a bunch all week. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, as we introed the show, we played Like That by Metro Boomin, Future, and appearance by Kendrick Lamar. And that was the discussion. There were all types of entendres, double entendres, bars, everything that you could think of, right? And now people are just anxious. I think this is the most excited that I've seen people in regards to like actual music content, right? Versus like, oh damn, who they talk about? The engagement is probably what I'd say now that like it gave people something to talk to. It kind of revitalized a very, what I felt like, stagnant scene musically from male hip hop artists. And yeah, but I wanted to know what your thoughts are. Marty, you being the closest to us in regards to greatness in the music industry, sir, can you share a bit of what you think? Is there any bias on your part, seeing as you are?
No bias. Let me try to articulate it.
Wait, where'd you go? Did you cut in, cut out? I don't know.
No, I accidentally hit mute on the my buds. My bad. But I was saying, I don't necessarily have a bias. I won't call myself having a bias, but my thing is like, I try to be as objective as possible. I fuck with all three heavily. Fuck with all three. If I'm for me personally, out of the three, Drake is first for me.
What?
Yeah. First for me, but doesn't mean that he's infallible. Like in terms of with beefs and stuff, it's kind of hit or miss.
Okay.
There's very specifics. I feel like if Push decided he wanted to, like, he's an outlier, because if Push decided he wanted to go at any of the three, he could go hands with, like, verbally with all of them.
True.
That's why nobody mentions his name. I give Drake respect on that end. But with Cole, there's been periods of time, and I'm speaking purely like, without moving the goalposts, because that's my problem with it. These niggas on the internet get so fucking crazy with moving the fucking goalposts.
Well, it's
the internet, but it's real easy to pile on Drake. Would these be the same niggas that? Because my thing is like, if that's your stance, because the amount of shit that I've been seeing, if that's your stance, nigga, when the song comes on, stand on the wall, put your hands in your pocket, take them songs out your playlist. I've seen people post the other shit. When he was going at Meek and all the other shit, niggas, you know what I mean? When all that stuff was going on, niggas was cool with it. But when it comes to the other two, I understand that there's more of like a I won't say hive. Or I don't know. Would you say that cool? Yeah, like hive. Like,
yeah, I would say it. Well, I feel like there's a hierarchy within like what is coined or has been coined as the big three.
Well, it's them. It's them. Because they're that same generation that came out. Like after, like once you get outside of Wayne and Hove and all that, like that they all came out in the same class, damn near. Minus like Drake and Cole were more so the same class, and then we got Kendrick a little bit later, but it's still within that scope for them to be that big three.
They were close enough.
Yeah, they're close enough. Because even when Drake and Cole first came out, like they did songs, they collabed together, so it makes sense why they're on tour. And everything and why they're doing that. But there's been periods of time where Cole disappeared for a little bit. Life happens, shit happens, nigga got married, whole bunch of shit, right? He basically told us all when For Your Eyes Only dropped. He disappeared for a little bit at one point in time. I was seeing a bunch of shit of niggas getting mad or talking shit about Drake. I'm like, the nigga ain't went nowhere. If it was so big, like, and it got to a point to where he's transcended in the sense. It's kind of like what Hove did. It's to the point where you've kind of transcended just rap because you're able to reach and bring up. And that's one part of it. But it's also with all three of them, especially with Kendrick and with Cole, these niggas have been able to reach like that mountaintop for it to be that big three. It's undeniable. If you need your big three, those are the three that you think of.
Yeah, in regards to hip-hop, absolutely.
Yeah, and even then. But people forget that that's what you think of, but then people want to, like, remove Drake for that because it's easier to pick on him. And it's understandably so. He does give you a lot of material. But my thing is the consistency of not going nowhere, the shit that is undeniable, that you can't. Like, even that's one part where I give Cole like more props in that end, because Cole is, to your hip hop heads or to your antis on the internet, they put Cole and Kendrick in that sphere. But Cole, this nigga do features with all types of fucking artists, and he, you know what I mean? Because Cole's right. taken shots at niggas before and said that he was the best. There's a bunch of songs where he's did that, and nobody gets up in arms unless it's Drake. I don't know if it's like a resentment thing or whatever, but it's like, okay, with Kendrick, love Kendrick. He's in that big three. I hold all of them in deep reverence. I just said for me personally, outside of my bias or with my personal preference, it's Drake. But for me, it's a whole, like his whole catalog. I'm talking about from like Heartbreak Drake, Volume 1, 2, the comeback season, getting into all that, you know what I mean? Before it got to that big part or like where it got to. Saying for me, catalog as a like full catalog, that's where Drake hits it for me. Pause.
Hey, yo.
Yo. But it's like, okay. And the thing about Cole, no Diddy. Keep that. And the thing is like, okay, well, Cole, at least like Cole's whole thing, like when they did that next first person shooter, right? It was a simple fact that Cole got active. There was a period of time where Cole was like absent. And then he got active and started being more consistent. And them niggas came together like Voltron. Pause. Did a whole fucking tour breaking crazy fucking numbers. Doing all this shit. And so, of course, you're gonna talk your shit. When you see artists on whatever, if we collab with like, we get to a plateau or we get to a mountaintop and there's another podcast that's within our, you know what I mean? Within our scope or like on par, on tier with us. And if we like, all got together and like did something super dope, yo, we would talk our shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be competitive. It's a competitive nature. That's what you're supposed to do. But when niggas do that, apparently Kendrick felt a way about it, which is cool. Here's my problem with it. That Mr. Morale shit, for all, and I'm not talking about you or certain people, but the majority of what you see, these niggas, oh, Kendrick's this, Kendrick's that, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's talking about his skill set or the stuff that he's done, but you niggas could name three songs off Mr. Morale. Do you remember what your favorite songs were on them?
I ain't like that fucking album.
But that's what I'm saying. The way that niggas is sitting here talking, I'm like, Drake's been hit or miss with last one of his few albums, but full catalog. And even Cole's had some that didn't do all that great. But the point is, my thing is, it's consistency and getting into shit, because this is the second time. My problem is Kendrick will pop off, take shots at everybody, and then disappear for fucking 2-3 years. The shots don't mean it's a hit and run. The shots don't mean as much.
Hit and run is crazy.
Nigga, fuck that pick three. Nigga, it's just me. How? You gonna disappear again? After Control, you didn't come out with nothing. Not to attack. I'll
offer some pushback here.
Let's go.
Let me put a bow on it real quick. My thing is, just to put a bow on it. My thing is, I'm not, and not to say that he didn't go off. Like the nigga had a chainsaw, he went crazy. But my point is that if you just popping off to just a hit and run, okay, you did that diss. If the niggas had responded, would we have gotten one? Because when he did Control, we got like 17, 18 different responses. Even Cole addressed him on later projects and at different times. We never got it. It seems like only when Drake is involved, then that's when a nigga want to step up and something. That's like, that's low-hanging fruit.
I don't think it's low-hanging fruit. Why would you go after Cole if your real thing is the nigga that's number one, apparently? Well, he's just standing there. He got shot by association. But because they did that little cute little first-person shooter song. And he's like, oh, yeah, all y'all niggas got to die now. Because they should have left that man alone over there playing with his kids and his wife and shit like that, not bothering nobody. Then y'all played y'all little ditty with the first-person shooter and y'all activated a monster. In all actuality, I don't even consider Drake a rapper. He's an artist. Because he doesn't rap anymore. And when he got shot at, by Kendrick the first time, he didn't respond. When Pusha shot at him, he didn't respond. It's not like I'm starting to think that Drake is not going to respond. He's just like, I'm too big for this shit. And he really gets too big for it when niggas who can rap better than him come at him. If it's a lesser rapper, he'll be like, I'll go entertain this. But if it's somebody who can spit at him, he'll go retreat. He hid behind what's the dude name in Houston and told him don't respond. He hid behind Jay Prince when he said don't respond to
That's Mob Ties. That's different though.
That's cool. That's not Mob Ties. You niggas are not in the mob. Stop it. These niggas are entertainers. That's
scary.
These are hood niggas that's scary that think they're the mob, and
This is not the mob. You, a man, literally spat in your face, and you let another man tell you how you can react. Because you know the nigga who spit in your face can cut you down and make you not even be relevant anymore. And you mean too much money to some other people. That's the only thing about it. Drake is a cash cow. Drake is not a rapper. He is an artist that's trying to sing and do all that. He's trying to branch out and do other things. And when you branch out and try to do other things and not hone in on what you're corely good at, you're going to get eaten alive by niggas who still do what they're corely good at, which is rapping.
Okay, Drake want to rap. When you're done.
Drake want to rap and sing to some bitches and go about his day. Niggas want to rap and rap and rap and rap. But I'm interested in hearing your rebuttal.
Okay, so the first thing, just to complete and utter disagreement on saying that he's not a rapper. That's not his forte. Like, if you pay attention to the catalog, the nigga makes rap music. He just does all types of other shit too. He doesn't do this.
When was
he
his last rap album? Rap. When was his last rap album?
Just him?
I'm rapping every song. I'm not finna sing to you. Like, I'm not trying to do anything other but spit.
Well, then that would have been Comeback Season. But any of his albums, the meat and potatoes, has always been the rapping. He just throws other shit on and gets noticed for it. None of his like commercial albums have just been that. You got to go back in the catalog or be worse in the catalog to get that. But the point is the nigga still raps. That'd be the first thing on the industry.
But to
end
me,
of
you're
it,
not you're not a rapper then. You're not a rapper you. Because no, wait, because does J. Cole sing?
Yeah. He sings in songs. He doesn't put them out as singles. Yes, but Kendrick is singing songs. He is singing
like,
songs.
I see where Sloan's saying, because it's not really dominant that they're singing or other part musically come into play. Like with the Kendrick album, even with Mr.
And
Morale,
harmonizing isn't singing.
Yeah. Even with Mr. Morale, it's still a rap album. Categorically.
Yes, I get it. I get that categorically. But like I'm saying, it's when somebody's rapping at you or it's whatever, it's like, well, do any of them really have to respond? No, Kendrick didn't even have to respond, but he chose to. But my thing is like, okay, with somebody who does this or does this, Kendrick don't do enough of this, not to take away from where he stands on like the mountain and for what he's doing. Not consistent enough to talk to niggas that is out here doing it. If you have that much of a problem with it, step up with it, because that was Cole's problem for a minute. And then Cole got back in the game and started being more consistent and putting shit out. It wasn't just, I'm going to do this, disappear and be a recluse for 5 years and then put something out and then take shots when the other niggas was doing something. He could have easily ignored that. Does Drake ignore shooters? No, he doesn't. He doesn't ignore them. But the thing is how much of it to that benefit is it? It's like he doesn't do it in the way that people want him to. It's the same thing. Why didn't he respond? He should have responded. Kendrick went at him. He should have responded. These niggas is on tour. The fuck? This is like,
you act like these niggas ain't got recording studios on buses.
Have you? Yeah, but I'm saying you act like, okay, and maybe because most people haven't. But if you've been on a tour or know what goes into that on the other end, this is the industry part that regular people don't see. They just assume, oh, I can get in the studio and just go ahead and do all that. Don't necessarily work that way. It don't. Now, maybe when they get off or if there's a time in between, sure, they could put something. And I'm sure he has something in the tuck. This might be fun for them, especially with Cole. Because I knew that nobody was, they weren't that pressed about it either. Because him and Cole, and these niggas went up, did they shit, and just performed. And there was no like jump in it. Because what else is really going to come of it? Kendrick's going to do his response and disappear. That's what I'm saying. They're like, if we're gonna stand on it, when Pusha was going at it, Pusha was on his neck, did not stop. Had a response before there was a response and just kept going, was a fucking monster with it. People are talking about Kendrick doing this shit as if he was doing it the same way Pusha is. It's totally different. It's not the same. He said something and he went at somebody that
No, continue.
No, I'm saying it's not the same, but I'm saying the way that these niggas talk about it, it's preference. He's not a rapper. He's not a rapper in the terms of the way that you want to do it. It's the same way that Hove isn't just what, like, it ain't Blueprint Hove. It ain't been that. It's gone. It's done. It's the same thing that we're never going to get the same kind of Kanye that we got. It's done. True. Like, once the money changes and you get to a certain space, the industry portion of it, it gets past the fantasy booking of what fans want the shit to be. And that's fine. You can get that from Kendrick in between his hiatuses. Or you can get it from Cole a little bit more consistently, because in terms of people wanting the rapidy rap but still having that consistency of a Drake, you're getting that with Cole. The real problem
I think this is different because he actually put a name on it.
He didn't mention nobody's name. He said motherfucking Big Three. He didn't mention any name.
No. I'm talking about at the end. When he say it's K with a bunch of nines and all of y'all in Pet Cemetery. Like he said, for all my dogs getting buried, it's just K with a bunch of nines. You're going to have to see Pet Cemetery. So you do know that For All My Dogs was Drake's album. He's saying that shit getting buried. I'm going to put y'all in the Pet Cemetery with these canines.
Okay.
With these nines from K.
Okay, question. So Push put a name on it, right? Because my issue with it is, it's just like, okay, I expect for Kendrick to come and pop out. He's going to deliver like some haymakers and put niggas on their ass and then disappear. But to push the shit, and then the problems that people have with Drake are all semantic because he doesn't fit the bill of what they want him to be or what they prefer. That just comes down to preference. What you can't deny is impact, what it is, and that at this point is bigger than rap. And that's completely like, there's no denying that. Drake doesn't do things the way people want him to, but you have a whole ass other light-skinned biracial nigga that does that in Cole. It's cool to attack Drake, but if once you say motherfuck the Big Three, you're talking about the other two. There's no, oh, well, you got it by association. Put names on it. No innuendos, no clever shit. I write for a living. I get what you're doing. Nigga, put a name on it. If you want me to look at it with the same reverence and look at it with the same threat that Push had it, I need that. That's still a sub.
But even when Push put it on there, Drake ran like a little girl.
Most people would run from it. The second thing is there's parts on the business end, and the fact that just like them niggas out there is crazy. That's partially.
That's cool on the business end, but on the street end, y'all look like pussies.
None of these niggas is on the street. None of them.
No, I'm not saying that they on the street. I'm not saying that they on the street, but from our end.
Right.
But like, you know how we came up. Somebody would have said something. Mentioned Jay name and it wouldn't have took 4 days for a response. That song came out Friday. It is Monday night. You think Jay wouldn't have been at a hot 105 or a hot whatever, a hot 97 the next morning?
This isn't that era.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, if a man speak on my name, I'm not taking 4 days to say nothing back. This ain't Jesus.
I get it. There's too much money in it, especially when you're on tour and you got other things. If they had a response, if Kendrick didn't have an automatic response, unless you that type of crazy where you have your responses already recorded and ready to just drop at a moment's notice, and there are some crazy niggas like that, Push being one of them.
Like Push, Push had his response in 48 hours.
And I also want to be like, that nigga had them ready. You keep saying he on tour, like, your show is 4-5 hours long. You still got 19 hours in a day.
Yeah, to fuck and do rich nigga shit, to travel, to take meetings. Like, what I'm trying to say is there's more to just being, well, your tour is only, it's only 5 hours. You have, no, you really don't. And what benefit is it of it then to appease a bunch of niggas that's still going to consume the shit anyway? Every nigga, not talking about you, but all these niggas is talking all this cash shit. You still gonna go to the fucking concerts. You still gonna buy the albums or stream the albums. You still gonna know the words to the fucking songs. If the nigga showed up to your city, you will pop up or go with the group of people that are doing it. Oh, yeah. Excluding you. That's what most of these niggas is doing. And they're expecting street responses or like from niggas that is just worth too much money.
And I don't get none of these rappers.
Yo, I get it. You know what's crazy? What I would like to see is a myriad of things happen. Since, from my understanding, all of these niggas all have their own labels. PG Lang, OVO, Dreamville, right? Have all three of them just fight at each other on the same track. Like, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Find Metro or fucking Hit Boy or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Find all and then just verbally joust across whatever pantheon. But it's still like, you know what I'm saying? Because these niggas, like, they mean too much money to too many people. So,
it's not happening.
Yeah. But I think like a lot of this conversation comes from like, the ultras, if you will, right? Like where it's like the diehard fans, to where it's like, my nigga, why did you paint your whole chest just to scream in the stands, and now you mad at the team because they lost? But you know, it was a myriad of circumstances type shit. But that's what you're getting from the outside. I personally like the fact that, like, this ain't really beef. Like, these niggas aren't beefing. It's not like Biggie versus Pac, where it ends in bloodshed type shit.
Yeah,
both sides.
It's just rap.
Yeah, it's just rap. Like, who cares? But in the same sense, it's like, I really would like to see who's the best. To me, in regards to the action of what rapping is in a battle format, battle sense, I think Drake picked on Meek because Meek just didn't have the stature of Drake.
Meek was a battle rapper, though. Like, he could have verbally went back. Like, he cut his teeth, like, going back and forth with niggas.
I understand that. Meek, to me, was just not on the level of, like, as much as people say Drake probably has writers, he still has damn good writers. You see what I'm saying? Like, he can perform the song better than a lot of people could, even if they wrote it for themselves.
No, that's the fucking truth. A lot of these niggas you love have writers.
Yeah.
Or have at some point in time. Get that. Just understand that. Even your lyrical, miracle, irritable people, you cut that shit out. Like, when you post it, when you push that shit super hard, that's just your normie showing.
So
it's your nostalgia.
What I think would be great is just have all of them on the same, like, drop it independently. You can only buy the, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gets a cut, so we all gonna eat. We can perform the shit if we need to. Let everybody go on tour. Whoever we think won about, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's so many different ways in which these niggas can utilize this. And I don't necessarily, I just think from a standpoint, I think it's tied for first and second between Cole and Kendrick in ability. Lyricism?
Yeah.
Yeah, in ability.
If we're talking lyricism, yeah, I get that.
I got to go away from, like, the streaming shit, because with the farms and all that other stuff, like, shit can be manufactured. It can be. I just don't put as much weight into that. I think it's still, like, it says a lot for somebody that can still do 300,000 in their first week in the age of streaming. But then I also look at, like, it's not physical copies type shit. You know, what's the cultural impact? Like, there's more to it. And I think we look at it from a standpoint of not just being like, let's just go scream into the echo chamber that is Twitter and be like, this is why I like, I appreciate all three artists. I just would much rather want to see, Drake seemed to me to be at a disadvantage if he were to stand in the ring against either or. Like, if this was Kendrick and Cole at Drake, that's a problem that he cannot handle.
I think that that's the narrative. I think that a lot of people think that the nigga's very capable of rapping and doing that shit if he wants to, but he found a lane. He found the mega lane, and that just is where he is with it. He doesn't have the same wants. Everybody raps their ass off in the beginning, and when you get to a certain tier, you could take time off and disappear like Cole has or like Kendrick does.
Oh, yeah,
of course. Like Drake could if he want to. I think he's very capable of doing that. A lot at the end of the day, it all comes down to preference. It comes down to preference. There's no one way to definitively say who that is, because it comes down to what you value in that person. And what you were saying about physical media, they don't even make DVDs no more. There are barely any record stores. To really get physical media, you got to go out your way to do it. At this point, the way that the industry has it set up, it's all digital sales. So to any of these niggas, because they all averaging 100K plus, 200K plus, 300K plus first week, they're the only ones that are still doing it.
Yo,
so, I take that away.
I'm going to also second this, right? Like, let Kanye be the ref. Special guest referee, since we were talking WrestleMania and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Three-way match with special guest ref, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Metro Boomin, ringside. Everybody gets to pick their own producer. You know what I mean? You get to pick your own producer. Like, shit. How many niggas are going to pick Metro? It might be a few. You also get to bring in like one tech. So like Baby Keem would be with Kendrick, or, you know, JID would be with J. Cole. I don't know who Drake's got in regards to that artist, but, yeah, man, even doing all that, I still see Drake at a disadvantage, but fuck it. I'm here for it. I like this shit. This shit is all dope. Anyways, let's keep it pushing, cause I don't give a fuck that much. I just like the music. It's great. What question for you? What would happen if you was in a rap beef though? And like the song that, you know, was like the diss song to you was ringing off in the club.
Let's see. Yeah.
Shit, okay. I wouldn't know because I don't go to the club.
Nah, but what if niggas was calling you and it was like, hey, man, you're just out and about, and then you're like, yeah, nigga, I just dropped it. And then while you out.
Like F-Granddad
yeah,
type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, straight up. But nigga, like you out and they already know. Responded.
That's the sake of the question. Y'all are, remember, y'all are asking me. I wouldn't fucking know. I don't go outside. I don't listen to none of these niggas. You could be like, yo, these niggas are talking about you at the mall. Why would I care? They're at the mall.
Oh, like, what about Wale Mania? I don't go to...
Nigga, then you getting slapped in the face. Like, I explained to niggas the other night how it would go. Like, if y'all know, I got a short list of people I will slap on site or just start rumbling with. Nigga, I am too big and too strong to to tussle, like to do anything other than put your Nikes in the air. I'm finna put your Nikes in the air, and your body is gonna be on the way to the ground. And then once I throw you on the ground, I'm gonna put all this 290 on you. I'm gonna lay on top of you, and I'm gonna rain down elbows. Make another motherfucking song, nigga.
I bet you can't
make another song with a broken jaw.
That's hate.
I feel it. I mean, for the sake of the question, if I happen to be somewhere and I hear it, first thing I'm looking at, and maybe it's just the me thinking on the other side, is it a good fucking song? If it's a good song, I appreciate the artistry. Like, if he's just doing, like, typical rap disses and shit, like what Kendrick said, I don't think that warranted anything, like, running up on a nigga and, you know what I mean, busting his head to the white meat. But if it was like, if it was like some hit 'em up style shit, then yeah, you're going to have to see me at some point. You're going to have to see me. But if it's just some like regular diss type shit, good on you, nigga. Like, I'm not going to fight you. As long as you don't overstep certain boundaries.
I'm big on say that to my face, man.
Because my thing is, like, if you didn't say it to my face and you went to wax and like record it, you wouldn't stand it on no type of animosity to want to like go toes with me, or else you would have said that shit to my face, or you know what I mean, or got on the stage or just said that shit. You released a song. You had to record this multiple times. It had to be spliced together. There was production. Like, shit went into making this. You went to work to do that. You spent budget to make that. Like, I'm depending on how disrespectful you get. Like, if it's just a diss record, then nigga, whatever. Like, if I'm about it, then I'll get back in the booth when I can, because I don't feel you said something. I got 48 hours to fucking respond. That is shit that you tweet. That isn't what people do in real life. Stop it. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. It's never been a thing.
Do you think that Drake or Cole were pressed when they heard this?
No, not at all.
I'm bipolar. I choose violence. Hey, let's get it, bro.
Well, yeah, not everybody's like your size to go do that. But I feel like, okay, so do I think that they were that pressed about it? No, because I mean, if you once you get to any of where they are, like in stature and status, uh-huh. I don't think that you really gonna sit up and trip like that, because it wouldn't hit them up. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Like, you wasn't getting like crazy, or it wasn't even what Push did. Like, to where it was like, okay, that's gonna warrant niggas having to fight.
What do y'all rate that? What do y'all rate that? What are your score or grades for that?
Oh, I'm taking 2 points away automatically. I'm taking 2 points away automatically, because my thing is once you say fuck a big three and you go to that part, there's no, oh, you called it straight. No, the big three is y'all. You can't be like, oh no, I'm going at one of the three. No, if you say fuck the victory, you are removing yourself from it, and it's fuck both of y'all. Have equal shots.
He never put himself in the victory.
But I'm just stopping.
This ain't no music podcast. So.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general. Like, you got to get smoked to everybody equally. If I say don't include me in that, and that's what y'all got on y'all pedestal and made a song to put y'all selves up there above me from what it seemed. At that point, no, it's fuck both of you. Have equal smoke. No circumstantial smoke. If you blow a cigarette or some weed out, guess where it goes? Everywhere. Mm. You can't blow it in one direction. It's still going to spread.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, it still spreads. Gravity is gravity.
Hey,
that's all I'm saying.
Diddy blowing it in one direction.
Hey, yo. Oh, my God. Keep that. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah. Yo, speaking of Diddy, you know what I'm saying? Listen, there was a panty raid, I mean, a raid at Diddy's
hey,
huh, really? LA.
Hey, what? Yo, nigga, why he gave you the alley-oop and you had to dunk it after?
Hey, man, my
bad. It wasn't even a panty raid. They was a boxer raid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That looking like men's no Diddy.
Raiding them boxers.
Today at Diddy's LA home, there was a raid that took place. It looked like
it wasn't just his LA home,
but Miami home too.
Oh shit.
And New York.
Wait, New York too?
Right. They got it. They ran a three-tier raid simultaneously.
But supposedly anyway, this nigga left to go to Cape Verde.
That nigga in Bali sitting next to Russell Simmons while they share stories.
Cape Verde has no
extradition.
Right.
He left his son. Oh my god.
What them kids gonna do?
Right.
Like, what fall they taking?
They didn't do anything.
No, it's just like leave them the nigga. Like there's a bag of money in there. They finna seize all his shit. Like here, nigga, here's a wire transfer. Here's some money buried in the back. Like if you're my pops, like look, nigga, that's you. They got your ass dead to rights. You know, leave us a little something though before they repossess his house.
Diddy shit in my name. Stepped down from Revolt. I think he's gonna have to sell Bad Boy. Feel like this is gonna cost him a lot of money.
I thought he already sold Bad Boy.
He sold some of the catalog, but he still owns it.
Yeah, he stepped out
of people's publishing.
What do y'all think? It's over for Diddy Boy.
Man, Diddy Juice. Diddy is on the loose.
Diddy is on the loose.
If they raided you, if they showed up at your crib, they got you. They got something.
Yeah, big dog, they got you. Come on out.
Yeah, come on home, bro.
Oh, because this nigga would have just paid Cassie like he was supposed to.
He did, didn't he?
No, she didn't get all the money.
On the payments.
What?
On $3 million. On $3 fucking million.
Paid her. Bitch.
Him and Vince McMahon. Both of these niggas had NDAs, had shit going and didn't pay.
That's the reason why they really. Because I thought she settled already.
Before. Originally.
Before that.
Yeah, they had she signed an NDA. And originally, the agreement, they settled before privately. None of us knew about it for $3 million. Around three. That must be the standard because it was the same for McMahon too. For $3 million, and these niggas only paid like $1 million. Only paid $1 million, and let $2 million cost them their legacies. Just the upkeep on all three of his houses is $3 million.
Well, that's when you—that's how it is when you're too cocky. Like you feel like you're untouchable. Motherfucker, you can get touched. Everybody can get touched, big dog. Like, Diddy gonna run from this, but he gonna eventually have to answer to somebody in that house gonna answer to it. And it seems like it's gonna be his kids.
Yeah.
Because they still want Diddy for shooting dude in the bathroom at the recording studio. And then they said he got shot outside. Well, if he got shot outside, what was the casings? If he got shot in a drive-by shooting outside, there would be bullet casings all over the place.
Right.
They still ain't said they found a bullet casing or a shell or anything like that. Come on now, man. It's simple. That nigga did it. What 50 say? Believe whatever they say. If them niggas said he did it, he did that shit. Because I just can't wait for 50 to go off and just be like going how he go.
I feel like 50 just gonna go crazy.
Facts.
50 is about to go crazy. This Diddy shit is wild, Joe.
Oh my god.
This Diddy shit is wild to me. I don't know why. Like I can't seem to wrap my head around none of this. Pause. No Diddy. You know what I'm saying? But dude, like it all this shit, it feels like it could have been easily avoided.
Yeah, like, don't rape bitches.
Well, that, you know, absolutely.
And if you that rich, stand on business and fucking pay up.
Right.
As you can see, you flew too high to the sun. Icarus and them, nigga, like, the fact that y'all, that these niggas both got all, like him and Vince, these niggas both had the potential. It's not even to say that it's right, but it was like, if you was moving like a demon and put yourself in a position of power to where you could do all the shit that you was doing and it was only going to cost you just a pinch of your worth, to think that you that untouchable, $3 million, you spend that on upkeep for your properties a year. And you thought you was that untouchable that you literally, when you really just on paper, you let $3 million cost you your legacies.
$3 million might be nothing to you, but that's a lot for niggas that ain't got $3 million.
Oh God, the fact that you even got into that low of a fucking sum, considering all the hellacious shit that you was doing, you should have took that as a fucking blessing in itself. Like, to me, I don't think I don't understand how you could be that arrogant. I mean, I've never been that rich, but just in general, even if I had money like that, to be that arrogant, like, that's insane.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have to think you're a god, like a literal god, to just think that, like, that...
Who next?
Basically, and all they was willing to shut the fuck up for life for $3 million. And, like, you are billions or close, you know, that's crazy. Like, your legacy, your kids, like, that's generational wealth just pissed. Listen, on.
Niggas got up out of February and they've been getting niggas out to paint left and right. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, niggas. Not saying that Cat Williams was the catalyst to all of that, but niggas have just been getting pushed all the way out the paint.
Yeah, they're gonna get. You said who next?
Yeah.
If they say Jay-Z next.
Oh. I feel like they about to.
Let's not do it. We ain't. Well, based on what?
We ain't gonna put that
based
in.
Based on the fact that nigga just as nasty as R. Kelly.
What?
But how do we know this though? Like, I've this is the first I've heard anything about.
I mean, you ain't been paying attention to Jaguar Wright for like the last 2 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Her definitely. Yeah, I've heard about what she's been talking about, but I. Let me talk about that off pod. I know some mutual people. I will hear everybody out. Certain things and certain people, I'm gonna take with a grain of salt.
Listen to this industry nigga right here.
I'm just we talk off mic. You understand? Yep. More we talk off mic. It's
all right. Let's you know what? Let's get up out of this fucking nasty zone. You know what I'm saying? This no fly nasty zone. These nasty niggas. Fucking.
Oh shit. Oh shit!
What? Basketball.
One of these damn kids. Like, hold on.
All right. So, got a question. We were doing this last week, and then it kind of stuck, and I was like, you know what? I got some more questions. All right. Would you rather? Okay. Would y'all rather? This is for the listening audience as well. I'm going to give you a scenario. There is a no out situation. You have to pick one of them, but we're going to do this within a 24 hour time frame. You either, right, are on Jurassic Park. You can pick any movie setting, but you have 24 hours to escape Jurassic Park. Otherwise, it's a wrap. Or you have 24 hours to survive a purge. Which one are you picking, Sloan?
Neither. Fuck them niggas. I ain't going to Jurassic Park because I don't even like dinosaurs like that. And you know, every time you go to Jurassic Park, them niggas die. What nigga do you know survive Jurassic Park?
Nah, but what happens if like you're in
a... pick a movie, my nigga. Pick a movie, my nigga. And y'all are saying, like, what if you're in a Jurassic Park type situation? I'm not going to be in that situation. Just to let y'all know, if a nigga say, hey, let's go look at some man-created dinosaurs,
I'm saying no every time, of course.
Bruh, I'm saying no every single time because that, nothing sounds legit about that. Like, y'all created some dinosaurs, so y'all don't even know, like, the true, like, behavioral patterns of these motherfuckers. They might have been, like, docile and then, like, flipped out on you just because you was fucking with them. Like any other animal. I don't know what y'all put in these dinosaurs. So I'm cool on that. I'm not gonna go to that. And then the purge, like, I'm gonna survive. Because you're not gonna drive way out to this house.
Okay.
You're not gonna drive way out to my house. I got dogs, so I'm gonna hear you coming. No Diddy. And I'm gonna be prepared. So I'm not even gonna put myself in that situation either because I don't know nobody that wanna kill me. What would be the point? Come on, dog. You gotta drive all the way out to my property, get through one fence, then get through another fence, then get through four dogs to get to me. And I got guns. Yeah, it seems like I'm going to win that every single time. I'll take the little 24 out. And I got a little bunker, too, nigga. You're going to have to, like, try to find me.
Okay.
You're going to pull up to the crib. You're going to pull up to the crib and be like, ain't no lights on. Oh, I ain't going to go bother that man's house. That nigga's probably going somewhere. He probably in Barbados for these 24 hours. Nope, nigga, I'm in the underground bunker playing Fortnite.
Wait on you niggas.
I see y'all niggas on the cameras. I'm Gucci. We can shut down the house. Yeah, that's how I'm going to take it. I'll take the 24 hours with the purge. Because I'm going to win. I got a panic room with some weed, some cookies, and some cable. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going to choose the purge 24 hours. Originally I made the time frame a little longer than 24 because I thought the threat level had to be
this nigga said a week.
Yeah, I said a week of the purge at first, and that was a little crazy. But I think like the threat level that you would have with like Jurassic Park, and let me give you my reasoning, right? Because you got all different types of animals. Obviously, you got omnivores, herbivores, but you got carnivores. That you could have one that potentially is a pterodactyl, right? So you got flying carnivores, you got like small ones, so you could get eaten by like a pack of baby raptors or some shit like that. Or you could just get packed out by a pack of raptors, you know what I'm saying? Big claw toe, you know what I mean? I don't want none of those problems. That's too many variables that I have to try and figure out, meander around. If I run across like an herbivore, but this motherfucker is the one with like the headbutt and shit, and he just cracking ribs, now I can't breathe. Now I'm a sitting duck for another fucking dinosaur. So no, I don't want no part of them problems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I don't want to have to run. I don't. The fucking speed of whatever dinosaur is going to outrun any of these land animals, I believe. So no, I'm cool. But like Sloan said, purge, I can deal with it. Even if, let's say, I was in like a city setting, not out in the country, because I think that's where most people would probably, leave or go to. But yeah, I got a better chance of survival with the purge. That's just flat out. Even if I was in like purge 2. Purge 2 was worse, or Purge 3, whichever one they was going into, like the broke neighborhoods and rounding niggas up, or just killing niggas. They wasn't even rounding them up. They was just going through and just murking niggas. Just doing new devs and shit. Like, we about to get this new development. Marty, unfortunately, had to take care of some business right quick. You know what I'm saying? He had to step away. But sooner or later we'll get back to him and get his answer. You know what I'm saying?
He said he picked the purge.
Yeah, I think
24 hours.
Yeah.
I think Marty's picking Purge. I don't think anybody's taking fucking Jurassic Park. Y'all got us fucked up. I ain't fighting around no goddamn man. Dinosaurs. We ain't got shit that will work. Not a single thing. Yeah. I'm cool. All right, niggas. It's about that time. We getting long in the tooth. You already know what fucking time it is. This has been episode 131 of the Sushio Boys podcast. I'm Ahead on the Shogun. But before we get up out of here, we're gonna let you know where you can find all of us so you can stay in touch with us. You know what I'm saying? No Diddy. Sloan, where can the people find you, sir?
Y'all can find me at Big Sloan. No, that's not even it. What am I talking about? You can find me at Sushio Sloan 217. Drink water, smoke weed, for wash your ass, mind your business. Don't let nobody take your butt unless you want to. Wear a condom if you do want them to take your butt. Fat women love you the best. Child support is a choice. You know, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Listen, you can find Marty on Twitter and on Twitter at m_mcflyerthanu, the letter U. You can also find him on Instagram. I think it's Marty_mcflyerthanu. I'm Ahun the Shogun. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. I'm fucking delirious at this point, bro. It's been a long last couple of days. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them things, a.hun.theshogun. On Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm tripping. On Twitter, you can find me at @A_Hun_TheShogun. You can also find CDB_multimedia on IG. We will be revamping that. We just got back into that page, so make sure you go follow that to keep up on all of the other podcasts, all of the other shit that we're dropping under CDB Multimedia. Make sure you go listen to the other pods. We just dropped an episode of Aim High Podcast when we were recording today. Let's see. We got Sucio Sports. We also got the Dre Lax Podcast. We got Four Corners of Commentary, a different angle. Jesus, I think we got the Pay Window is coming back too. Shogun Soccer Sit Down, CDB Podcast, all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got more pods coming on the way. SpongeBob, let the people know how much we appreciate them. You dig what I'm saying?
Thank you for your patronage.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll holler at y'all next week. We'll see y'all soon. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye y'all.